Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Columbus City Council President Shannon Harden wants to reduce penalties for marijuana possession. The first step in that process happens tonight at a public hearing in council chambers. WOSU's Nick Evans sat down with Harden to talk about that plan. Nick, we'll get to Harden in a second. First, let's hear from some Columbus residents that you spoke to.
I believe that it'll be helpful to those who currently consume it, for whatever reason that it is that they are deciding to consume it.
Well, prohibition has never worked. It's not working this time. This doesn't work.
I don't know anybody that goes out and robs somebody over a bag of cannabis, but there's how many people right now in prison because they were strung out on Percocets from a doctor.
That was Ron Mickley, Kyle Bensley, and Chastity Leggett, all in favor, obviously, of lowering penalties. We should point out at this point that while all the people you spoke to, Nick, support lower penalties, there are plenty of people who still see marijuana as dangerous, including addiction specialists and many doctors. All that said, what exactly does Shannon Harden want to do?
Well, Shannon Harden actually kind of echoes a little bit of that point. I mean, he points out that, you know, they're not encouraging people to smoke marijuana. They just want to make sure that the penalties for people who are caught aren't egregious. So they're thinking three planks: lower penalties, ensure records are sealed or expunged for so people remain employable and part of the workforce, and then also use the city's stage to advocate for the state drug sentencing reform backed by the city attorney and the county prosecutor.
That's a wider reaching plan. A number of cities around the country have at least partially decriminalized marijuana possession. That's not exactly what we're talking about here, though, right?
No, not exactly. The city is constrained by state law.
So right now, under the city code, we cite for penalties and low-level possession misdemeanors. And so the realm in which our conversation can even happen is in that penalty phase.
So if it's illegal at the state level, local officials can't just, you know, wave a magic wand and make it legal within city limits. They also can't take a felony and make it a misdemeanor or turn a misdemeanor into nothing. That said, they may have a little bit of room to reduce penalties, basically pass a local ordinance with a lower penalty, and then focus on that when they're charging defendants. The question will be, does the difference between that local ordinance and the state law present what's called a significant discrepancy between state penalties?
How significant of a change could we see?
The thing to keep in mind is Ohio is actually relatively permissive. Under current Ohio law, possession of less than 100 grams or 3.5 ounces is a minor misdemeanor with a penalty of $150. One step above that, possessing 200 grams, is a fourth-degree misdemeanor. Low-level possession in neighboring states, Indiana, Kentucky, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, all of those carry the potential for jail time. But Harden says lowering Ohio's fine could still make a big difference for some people.
So right now, a young person could be charged up to $150 for a penalty. If they don't have that $150, if they're coming from a community that they're struggling, our ability to lower that penalty is a difference, is a big difference.
Nick, is there anything in particular that prompted this effort?
So when I spoke to Shannon Harden, he kept returning to the idea of a level playing field. So he first raised the idea of reducing penalties when the city passed zoning regulations for medical marijuana at the end of last year. And he really just doesn't see why simple possession, especially just simple possession, should be treated all that differently. And there's also a very significant racial discrepancy in enforcement, and particularly young black males. More than 60% of those arrested between 2016 and late 2018 were black males. That's almost triple the number for white males.
WOSU's Nick Evans has been looking into Shannon Harden's efforts to lower penalties for marijuana possession. There is a public meeting on that tonight. Thanks, Nick.
Anytime.